Mr. Larry, good evening, N4RQ, KJY. So how many inches of rain did you get out of the hurricane?
Oh, about 3+, at least, that we know of. Around 3+ there. So, I mean, it's a lot of steady rain, but there was some downpours too there at that time.
Well, it looks like Ida has kind of reorganized over Pennsylvania, Eastern Pennsylvania, and New York, New Jersey. My brother in Rockland County, New York, is expecting 5 inches plus out of this rainmaker.
I saw on the news that Maryland got a lot of rain and maybe some tornadoes. Did that come off of Ida?
Yes, it came off of Ida. Unfortunately, Mike didn't drown.
Yeah, it looks like they got hit pretty hard.
Well, good for him. Built character. Because God knows, he needs some character.
Roger, roger. All right, well, the band sounds good tonight. Good to hear Jesse in there. And I believe Clint in there also. So I'm going to see if I can find some articles here to bring forward there. I'd like to record some stuff. And I may do that in the future there when I get the right recording equipment and everything.
Roger, roger. Well, I've only done it a couple of times, and I put it right up to the microphone, and it's transferred pretty good. I know Russell down there in Georgia, he brings a few recordings to the table, so that'd be great.
Yeah, he's got a good setup, sounds like. He always sounds, his recordings sound really good. So, I like Trump, some of Trump's speeches, some of the things that he says, and there's a lot of other things that are very important I'd like to have on the air too. So we'll see if I can't do that. I'd love to do it here when I get the right setup. I'll be working toward that.
Well, that sounds exciting. I guess the one thing we need from Trump is what Greg Kelly plays every night. The fake news just doesn't get it.
Yeah, it's sure a lot of fake news, all right. You don't know what to believe, and you know all the COVID shot it was bought into by Bill Gates. DARPA, some of the military stuff is involved in that shot. So, a lot of people don't believe in and all that stuff. They think it's just an ordinary shot. But I think they found a way to slip some stuff into people's bodies there without them knowing about it.
It does make you concerned. All righty, Mr. Larry, I'll let you gather up your stuff. I'm going to continue down and try to find some more check-ins.
Sounds good. Have a good night. I always enjoy the net, so thanks for running it in advance.
All righty, sir. N4RQ-KHOI. Looking for check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. CQ, CQ, CQ. CQ, this is KHHJOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, looking for check-ins.
Hi, you want me to throw a call over your shoulder there, Bob?
Yeah, go ahead. Throw a call out over my shoulder. I'm going to quick send a text message to my brother and ask him how the storms are doing.
Okay, roger, roger. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu, X-ray Charlie. Yes, that is right. This is Jesse. I was supposed to probably stay in Pennsylvania once again. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
K8JLY is going to be next control tonight. While he's taking a standby, we're going to sit here and see if we have any other check-ins. That, if you can copy net control, come out.
That sounds like Mr. Frank.
Yeah, I didn't have the amplifier on. W2GIO.
Boy, that makes a big difference, Mr. Frank, in Fishkill.
Yeah, it's raining cats and dogs here.
I was just sending my brother in Rockland County a message. He messaged me earlier today that said you guys are expecting about 5 inches in the area of the city. What do you got so far?
I really don't know. There's a one of the repeaters up here in Ulster County has got a weapon that, and they've been reporting a bunch of the guys on that repeater have their range agents and stuff like that. So the word I'm getting is that their reports on the rain is actually going. It's going to the National Weather Service, but also it's getting down to the New York City television station, and they're using that information directly. So ham radio strikes again.
Yes, even though there's a lot of technology out there, there's still the amateur radio world. Like when it comes to the storms or disasters, it's one group that has definitely a lot of investment in electronics. And it seems to hold up in disaster, so that's a good thing. All righty, Frank, I've got you on the list. I will check and see if I have any more check-ins before I open the door. CQ, looking for check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Nest. This is KAJOY. Mr. Moe, you're sounding great to Richfield, Ohio. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I've got a lot of lightning, so I'm having trouble hearing. You just went up and down on the band. Anyway, or on the voice. Anyway, it's good to get on here, and I just thought I'd check in. I don't have much to say. But anyway, I'll turn it back to you. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, I'm curious, how are you enjoying the Epic Times? Are you reading it cover to cover?
Come again?
How are you enjoying the newspaper? How is the newspaper, the Epic Times? Is your mailman letting you read it?
It was very, very good. It was very good. I've passed it on to my a grandson's wife. She enjoys reading it also. So I passed it on to her today. Over.
Roger, roger. I don't throw mine away. I give it to other people to read, so that's a great thing to do. All righty, Mr. Mo. I'm going to kick off this net, and we'll be back to you.
That'll be fine. Thank you.
This is KAHJOY with the Liberty Net. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor W1WCR. This is the area net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. Having watched an article on TV about a feckless teacher in California who packed her American flag away so her students could not do the Pledge of Allegiance. However, she pointed to the gay pride flag and asked her students she could pledge to that flag. As she laughed on her TikTok video, fortunately, parents had a fit, and they took those off of TikTok, and she has been suspended, and a bunch of parents went to that school system and put flags in the front yard. So with that being said, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm going to open the door quickly by a article from Western Journal. Biden appears, and I know everybody's seen it, Biden appears to be checking his watch during the dignified transfer of service members killed in Afghanistan. Joe Biden, as they go from their hand on their heart, which I don't think he has a heart, he starts to lower his hand, his right hand, and he takes his left hand and looks at his watch. He's an important man. He's got places to be, people to see. He can't be bothered by these 13 dead soldiers. My goodness. Somebody made a comment. They think he's probably got an engagement on Jeopardy because he's such an intelligent man. But on Sunday, as the arrival of these Marines, one soldier and one sailor that were killed in the terrorist attack, Biden is apparently looking at the hands on his watch. That's a shame. With that being said, I'm going to go to Clint. Mr. Clint, you're hard to hear, so I'll try to gather your thoughts and say them after you. K-C-H-E-H-R. K-H-L-Y. It's up to you. As I said, I struggle with you, but I did hear you. Thanks for joining us. Are you going to stay around for round two? Because you made mention you didn't know how long you could stay awake, I think you said. Are you okay? Well, I'll come back to you. If you go 73s, I'll pass. But thank you for joining us. Safe travels home. K-C-H-E-H-R in the state of Michigan, K-H-L-Y. Down to Mr. Robbie in South Carolina, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango. Your buddy Jesse did not remember your call, so we need to work on him. Mr. Robbie, good evening. How you doing, and what's on your mind?
I'm doing great today. Thank you, KAXAOY. Yeah, my friend's having some technical difficulties. He's suffering from that South Carolina humidity down here. It'll bake your brain out for sure. But I got this little story out from the insider. It says, special operators are already dealing with a shady piece of Chinese technology the U.S. has been warning about. And it goes on to read that in an increasingly interconnected world, the U.S. military is facing new challenges and old stomping grounds. Even though the U.S. isn't at war with China, competition with Beijing is already raging. And the conventional and special operations troops deployed around the world are exposed, either directly or through proxies, to Chinese technology that could hinder them in a conflict. The worst offender is 5G, the same mobile communications technology ordinary people use or will be using in the future. 5G is the latest generation of mobile communications network technology. Every 10 years or so, a new generation of mobile communications goes live. 1G, the first generation, arrived with the first cell phones. 2G brought better coverage and texting. 3G introduced data and online services. While 4G, long-term evolution, brought increased network capacity, improved speeds to addresses, and the high demand for mobile data. 5G has downloaded speeds 100 times faster than the 4G, meaning that 3 gigabyte movies would take 35 seconds to download instead of 40 minutes. 5G also has 1/10 of the latency as its predecessor, with data response times as fast as a millisecond. 5G promises a transformation of telecommunication networks in a way that makes new capabilities, such as remote surgery, smart cities, and autonomous vehicles, more widely available. The development of 5G technology is an international affair, with several companies working on their own versions, primarily for domestic consumers. However, Chinese firm Huawei, which is suspected of stealing its 5G technology from a Canadian firm throughout cyber attacks, has been deploying its 5G technology worldwide, given China's peculiar national security laws, which require individuals and companies to cooperate with these Chinese security services. Any Huawei technology around the world is a potential threat to privacy and national security, so Huawei Beijing could spy or disrupt infrastructure and operations during peace or wartime. Governments have realized the danger and have been banning Huawei from their networks. The British government also did so in 2020, and U.S. Federal Communications Commission designated Huawei a national security threat in 2021, following several Chinese cyber attacks. Despite the privacy and security concerns, some countries, especially those in Africa, Southeast Asia, and Latin America, are turning to China for 5G technology. What makes Huawei appealing to these countries is its low cost. China seeks to supplant global telecommunications competition by providing low-cost infrastructure throughout the developing world. In short, China continues to use these tactics of debt diplomacy as a means of controlling commerce in places like Africa and Southeast Asia, as well as penetrating European and South American markets with 5G technologies. Herm Haskin, a partner and senior operations consultant at Markpoint Technologies, told Insider, in exchange for hefty loans and infrastructure like railroads, ports, and telecom networks, Beijing gains access to natural resources, such as oil and minerals in some cases. China has been able to claim rights to those infrastructure projects when the host country defaults on its loans. The proliferation of 5G technology also poses threats to the U.S. itself. The National Security Agency and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency recently released an advisory that identified 5 areas of vulnerability associated with the introduction of 5G that state and non-state actors could exploit. Attempts
attempts by malicious state and non-state actors to influence the design and architecture of 5G, a potentially vulnerable 5G supply chain, 5G working with old potentially compromised infrastructure, limited competition in the 5G, and newly previous unknown vulnerabilities introduced with the 5G. And it just goes on to say how a lot of these countries and a lot of these governments recognizing that this Huawei firm is in fact like trying to spy on everybody, and they're trying to use this 5G technology in order to gain information on us. This is KO4GST.
Thank you, Robbie. Is that the wrap?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, sir. Thank you for joining us tonight. The Jesse checked you in, so that's why I called on you first. So KO4GST. Thank you, sir. Let me go to that troublesome guy from the fraudulent state of Pennsylvania. KG4ZXNSD. Good evening, Mr. Jeff. KAEJOY.
Hi, very good, Bob. How you receiving this tonight, sir?
I see you at about a 25 over S9.
Oh, goody, goody. Well, at least propagation sounds like it's doing an excellent job tonight, so. About the same here. I think you got it beat, though. I think I got you about 35 dBs over, so very good signal tonight. Alright, thanks, Bob, and this is the Wednesday Night RadioNet. I'm KG4ZXE. I'm the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania once again. Hey, I'm down here at the KO4. I'll get it right here in a minute. KO4, the GST station down here in South Carolina. Home of Lindsey Gray Scam. Yeah, I said Lindsey Gray Scam. Yes, that's right. He's a scammer. He is an untrustworthy politician who has no care for the American people. All he wants to do is sell out South Carolina now. You know, actually, if I didn't tell you before, this is my home state, so you understand the compassionism that I feel here. Oh, but old Lindsey Graham, he can't seem to get his head out of his, you know, his number six. He's up there pretty far. He can't seem to see daylight. He's selling us out to China. He's really going at it. But I tell you what, the American people are finally starting to fight back, which is amazing. Because I want to tell you this story about this one school board. And this is off of Gateway Pundits, Mr. Bob. And I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention tonight because I thought it was really important. Because everybody needs to feel the compassion for this great country and feel the main reason why we're here on the Liberty Net. Well, anyway, this story goes into the furious parents that attend the California School Board meeting where radical Antifa teachers is said to be fired after Project Veritas exposes their sorry ass. Well, oops, I did make a mistake. I did say sorry. Well, anyway, you get the point. Well, anyway, two parents stormed the California School Board meeting Wednesday night after Project Veritas caught one of their pro-Antifa teachers to undercover on an undercover video bragging about indoctrinating students. This is what I've been preaching to everybody about here every day night here on the Liberty Net when we have it. Anyway, the students to become Antifa revolutionaries. This indoctrinating students to become Antifa revolutionaries. What the heck is going on with this? Parents, you need to be aware of what is happening around us. We are in a war if you haven't figured it out yet. It is devastating what's going on around us. And everybody better be on top of their toes. Start preparing for anything and everything, because we don't know what these people are capable of. Well, we know what they're capable of. Are you going to allow it? That is the question that I have. Anyway, Gabriel Gibbs, a appointed press government teacher at Lidcombe High School, was exposed by Veritas in an undercover sting operation on Tuesday. So, Gibbs had portrayed the M-A-O-T-S-E, I don't know what that means, the Mosotung, a flag for the Workers' Party of Korea, Antifa flag, non-binary flag, non-binary, okay, what does that mean? Well, you know what it means. It means anything beyond a man and female. Anyway, flags or more in the classroom is what they're talking about here. Anyway, this goes to show you that 24 hours after Project Veritas exposed the school district to announce that they are taking legal and required steps for to fire these teachers. So hopefully something will become of it, and people need to start understanding what's going on. Parents and everybody needs to start paying attention to what's going on in our schools and start being proactive. Quit being sheeple, people. Once again, get off the couch, clean chips, start paying attention. This is KT4's AXC, back to the Liberty Net here on the Wednesday night episode. Once again, back to KAJLY, and thanks for running the net tonight, Mr. Bob. Back to you.
Thank you, Jesse, for joining us tonight. It's always a privilege to have you with us. KG4DX and a C. I like how you rhyme. Stop being people, you people. I like that. Mr. Larry and ROQ in the great state of Tennessee. What do you have for us tonight? Over.
Okay. Okay, Bob. Let's see. Well, Social Security. Well, there's an article in Wednesday's paper, that's today, saying the report is now projecting that Social Security will be unable to pay full benefits starting in 2034 instead of 2035. I don't believe it's going to last that long. Social Security funds Medicaid under pressure. Comes from the Associated Press, USA Today. The Social Security and Medicare, the government's two biggest benefit programs, remain under intense financial pressure with the retirement of millions of baby boomers and a devastating pandemic putting increased pressures on the two program finances. If they stop shutting everything down, it'd be okay. A report from the program's trustees released Tuesday moved up by 1 year the date for the depletion of Social Security's revenue. Now projected that Social Security will be unable to pay full benefits starting in 2034. Medicare is still expected to exhaust its reserves in 2026. Man. Medicare is expected, I read that again, to exhaust its reserves in 2026, the same date as estimated last year. The finances of both programs have been significantly affected by the pandemic and recession of 2020. The report noted that employment earnings, interest rates, and economic growth plummeted in the second quarter of 2020 after the pandemic hit the United States. The report says that given the unprecedented level of uncertainty, there was no consensus of what the long-lasting effects will be. Well, these Democrats, let me inject this. Democrats have run all the factories off with all their things about the environment and all this crap. They're shutting down all the pipelines, all the gas lines, any kind of anything that produces jobs, they've shut down.
letting all the Mexicans come in all they can and giving them money to stay at, to live here in our country, millions of them. And now the Social Security's running out. What can you expect with a bunch in there like we've got? It says when the Social Security trust fund is depleted, the government will be able to pay 78% of the scheduled benefits, the report says. Because a reduction in benefits will cause a political uproar, it is likely that Congress will find ways to recover the lost benefits, either by hiking the payroll tax, here they're wanting to go up on our taxes already, paid by current workers, or by increasing government borrowings to cover the shortfall. Government economic experts who prepared the Social Security report say recent increases in inflation means the cost of living adjustments for 2022 will approach 6%, a whopping jump from the 1.3% COLA awarded for this year. The Medicare Part B premium for outpatient coverage is projected to rise by $10 a month in 2022 to $158.50 under the report's intermediate assumptions. So if you're Medicare age and you're having the money taken out of Part B from your supplemental insurance, it's going to be going up $10 a month to $158.50 plus whatever you pay for your supplemental insurance on top of that. The new report, which has been delayed for a number of months, represents the government's effort to assess the impact of last year's pandemic and recession on the financial health of the two big benefit programs. Okay. Let's see, let me find, I'll go ahead and pass it on. I've got another good article or so, so I'll just save them in case there's several more wanting to check in there. Bob, KA8JOY from N4ROQ, back to net.
Thank you, Larry. Yes, that whole Social Security and Medicare thing, I am now part of that, so I'm definitely going to continue to pay attention, so thank you. N4ROQ, KHOI. Let me jump down to Frank. Swimming in Fishkill, New York, with all the rain from Hurricane Ida. Whiskey 2, Gulf Ida Oscar. How are you tonight, Frank?
Hey, Bob, and the gang on here. Nice to hear y'all. Y'all, yeah, I have to learn some new language, maybe. Anyhow, I have just one piece of information that may be of interest, and I was trying to find the name of the nurse. It turns out there's a nurse that did some an investigation of the swabs that are used for the coronavirus testing, and it turns out that the swabs come from China, of all places, right? I mean, think about it. The swabs are sticking up your nose, come from China. And they contain, they're sterile, and it says /EO. And what it's saying is that the material that's being used for sterilization is ethylene oxide. And it turns out that that is a carcinogenic substance. So anyhow, they're stuffing that up your nose. And not my nose, but somebody else's nose. And this nurse, she's got a website, Purple Lion, purplelionproject.com, Purple Lion Project, all one word, Purple, PurpleLionProject.com, purplelionproject.com. And she talks about this ethylene oxide. And the other thing I have, which I'm just going to check on with one of my IBM guys that is really good at failure analysis, and is an article that came from, I don't know where I got it from, but it talks about It says the analysis of test sticks from the surface testing in the Slovak Republic, confirmation of genocide, and it's saying that the analysis is performed in the months of November 2020 to March 2021 on test sticks in sets. SD Biosensor Abbott in Nadal in an unnamed hospital laboratory from Slovakia. The test swabs were from a set used in surface testing in Slovakia and in hospitals. What it says is that these test swabs contain DARPA hydrogels and lithium. And it turns out that these DARPA hydrogels, they're on these sticks and they break off and they go in your body and they form fractals. Well, and they apparently they are, you know, the article is, I'm going to have to wait till Saturday before I can get more information on this, but it looks like they're trying to implant RF sensitive devices in people. So there you go. I'm going to get more information when I get a note back from my friend up in Syracuse. So anyhow, I'm going to be standing by and hanging in here for a while. I took a nap earlier so I can play. W2GIO, back to you, Bob.
Thank you there, Frank. I'm glad you took a nap early so you can play radio. That's what I always tell my spouse. I can't talk to the phone. I'm playing radio. So thank you, sir. W2GIO, KHLY. That takes me to Mr. Mo. KD0RSA. Mr. Mo, what do you got to say for yourself?
KD0RSA. Well, thank you for picking me up, Bob. I do appreciate it. And so far, everybody that's been on the net, I can't understand them. The lightning takes them out, and your voice is right in there with the lightning, but I can pick you out. I do appreciate it. Anyway, down there in Del Rio, Texas, this summer, they've arrested 8,700 criminals coming across. At least that's what the paper said. And there's been other deals all across the country that add up. Not much else to say except this Biden administration is a disaster. It's been a disaster for all his life, as far as I'm concerned. And why the good Lord put him in there, I'll never know. So I'll just turn it back to you, Bob. I think I'll hang it up because you're the only one I can hear. So with all this lightning and stuff. So I'll hang it up and hit the fat. I'll turn it back to you, Bob. Over.
Alrighty, Mr. Mo. Well, thank you for joining us in the 73s. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. So, KD0RSA, KHOY. Let me see if I have any late check-ins. This is KHOY with the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Could you say it phonetically for me, please? Alrighty, KC8 Fogg, Jeffrey, in the state of Ohio. Good evening, sir. I'm going to pass it to you for your thoughts. Over.
Thank you. static traffic at home.
Thank you for joining us. I have you on NetLogger as Jeffrey. I'm assuming you go by Jeff.
Yes, I go by Jeff. Thank you.
Alrighty, I will correct that in NetLogger to your preferred name. One question. How much rain did you get out of Ida?
It moved around me. I got more wind than the rain. But the storm that came before here, I got 3 inches, were not even associated with it. Anyway, it's just another storm that came through. So, it didn't matter which kind of idea or not, I got the rain regardless.
Roger, roger. Well, thank you for joining us, KC8FOG, KHOY. I'm going to, before I go to the top of the list, I've got an article that's disgusting. Western Journal. Democratic Congresswoman blocks the names of 13 dead service members from being read on the House floor. So, it is Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, D-I-N-G-E-L-L of Michigan. Congress said that one of their Democratic colleagues blocked the names of the 13 deceased service members from being read on the floor Tuesday. While members of one Gold Star family walked out of a meeting with President Joe Biden before he got a chance to speak with them, one Democrat shut down Republican veterans who wanted to read off the names of the lost. This is terrible. During a pro forma session, a group of Republicans gathered on the House of the floor, the House floor, again, remember, this is the people's house. They introduced a bill demanding accountability from Biden administration over handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. On Monday, the last troops pulled out of the country, ending the 20-year war in which several of the GOP members served. The Taliban appeared to mark the occasion by hanging a person by the neck from the tail of one of the Black Hawk helicopters that Biden left behind. A GOP contingent of the Republican veterans said House leadership refused to recognize their attempt to read the names of the 12 Marines and the one, well, it's 11 Marines, one Army soldier, and one Navy corpsman who lost their lives in the suicide attack, bomb attack, outside of the Kabul airport. We gaveled in, had a prayer, said the Pledge of Allegiance, took a moment of silence with pretty much all Republican veterans, then asked to be recognized to read the names and bring up Afghanistan legislation, and they did not acknowledge us and closed the House down. Isn't that despicable? It just makes me shake my head that they would do this. I got a memo today from a company called Lucky Shot, and they make a lot of veteran-oriented items. And they have a glass, and I ordered several of them. It says, you cannot respect the American flag until one is handed to you folded. And I am one of those people that had a folded flag handed to me. So I ordered one of those glasses for myself, for my daughter, and for my friend in Connecticut. So that is a true statement, a real true statement. But yeah, we need to remember this, Debbie Dingell, D-I-N-G-E-L-L. I think I'm going to have to pen out a letter to her. I wrote a letter to the Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps and mailed it yesterday, basically telling him that Joe Biden is an embarrassment and that Mike Milley is too worried about white rage, and he wants to know what white rage is, but he cares less about our military. And Austin, Lloyd Austin, he's too worried that he wasn't respected enough as a black man. So I penned that letter and mailed it to the Commandant of the United States Marine Corps. With that being said, let me see if Clint signed or if he's still with us. KTH-EHR-KHLY. Nothing heard from Clint, so I will check him out. Next, Mr. Robbie, KO4-GSD, Mr. Robbie, round number two.
Thank you, KAHJLY, and I just want to say, you know, my heart's out right now to all the Gold Star families. You are exactly right. Everybody over there that fought so hard to try to remember America and embrace the American dream and what it truly means and what truly stands for and the sacrifice they've made. Unfathomable. My heart goes out to all you guys, and I really don't have a comment for this round, but I just want to say thank you guys for your sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice that many people will never realize or know, and thank you. KO4-GSD.
Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate that feeling. KO4-GSD, KHOI. Well, then let me take it down to Mr. Jesse. We've been exchanging pleasantries on NetLogger, and I come to find out that Jeff has CRS with the help of Tito's. That's nice to know, Jeff. KG4ZX&C, KAJOY.
Hey, very good, Tom. Thank you for being here tonight, and good to hear everybody in there. Mr. Larry, good to hear you, sir. Hope you and your family are doing great, and everyone else, Mr. Frank, Fish Hill, good to hear you, sir, and Mr. Clint out of Michigan as well, and Mr. Rob, hi, good to hear you, sir, too, sir.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is KG4ZXNSC. I was in Vernon, South Stand, Pennsylvania, here on the Wednesday night movie night. Well, let's see. It has been a complete cluster when it comes to the news and what we're getting here. I'm starting to wonder how much is actually legit, what ain't anymore, but I will say this. The media has had a meltdown over after Joe Rogan says he recovered from COVID in 3 days after taking ivermectin. Hey, you guys know what I'm talking about. That stuff everybody's been promoting. The Z-Pack. Well, anyway, hey, this is the way it's going, you know. If you recover from something good, they can't have that. Anyway, highly popular podcast, Joe Rogan, on Wednesday announced that he had to move his comedy tour schedule around because he came down with COVID on Saturday night. Rogan 54 said that he was feeling weary on Saturday evening and developed a fever and a headache overnight. So old Rogan started feeling the symptoms or something. Anyway, so we threw the kitchen sink at it all kinds of mess, Rogan said, and pointed the post to his Instagram page. Rogan said he recovered in 3 days after taking monoclonal antibiotics. In other words, ivermectin, Z-Pak, and the prednisone, IV vitamin strip. So, you know what? There's a lot to this stuff. And everybody needs to be aware that there's more than one cure and one way to skin a cat. Anyway, here we are, Wednesday, and he feels great. He really only had a bad day. Sunday, he said, wasn't too good, but Monday was better. So, anyway, he recovered from it with just some of the basic stuff. So why are we out here getting vaccinated for all this crap when everybody in this world knows this is the biggest sham known to this century? So, I'll tell you what, it is amazing what people will buy into. Turn off them TVs, ladies and gentlemen. Quit being cheap, people. I'm going to say it once again. We need to be proactive. Get together. This is KT4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net by KHJOY. So, Mr. Bob, take it away, sir.
Check in. Go ahead, check in phonetically. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray.
All righty, would that happen to be Gary in New Jersey?
That's me, thank you.
All righty, sir, I've got you on the list. I will be down to you shortly.
Roger.
All righty, Mr. Jesse, you're right. I have been talking to, I've got a daughter that's an NP, and her boyfriend is an emergency room pharmacologist, and ivermectin for the virus, and erythromycin, which is the same as a Z-Pak for any bacterial problems such as pneumonia or bronchitis, and it definitely will take care of it. So those items are available from Canada if you're interested. So thank you, Jeff. KG4ZX Tennessee with CRS with Tito's. That's a great thing. Mr. Larry, I'm back to you, sir. N4ROQ, KHJOY.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Hey, I got something good for you, Bob. Cincinnati Hospital poll on COVID vaccine shows a third of nurses would quit rather than be forced to take it. A new study says natural immunity may be better than vaccines, which I believe it is. Dr. J. Bhattacharya, India, a guy from India, might be safer to be in the living field with unvaccinated COVID recovering patients than one with vaccinated patients. So he's telling these vaccinations are a bunch of crap. Ohio nurses are pushing back up against hospitals requiring them to take the coronavirus vaccine. And a recent survey shows that about 30% of nurses at one Cincinnati medical center would quit before taking the vaccine. 136 out of 156 nurses who responded to the union survey at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Now, this is just the ones who responded. I would never respond to a survey because, that's just giving away your name and position, and if you've taken the shot, that's somebody that they're going to go after. So, I think this is way low. There's the people that haven't taken it, but it says 136 out of 456 nurses that responded to a union survey at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said they would quit their job instead of following a mandate to get vaccinated, according to the Cincinnati Inquirer. This places the medical center in a very difficult position, and it places the nurses in a very difficult position. Dominique Mendola, a labor representative for the Nurse Association, said, adding that the hospital has been at capacity on and off since July. UC Health Center announced in July that employees need to be vaccinated by October the 1st. And other area hospitals have also implemented a mandate. So we're mandating them up there, evidently in Ohio. And the hospital workers there, Bob. So that's not good news. They're going to lose a lot of nurses and all really quick. Let's see. Okay. I'll move on from there. Here's there's a reward up to $5 million offered for alleged dealer of fentanyl. This comes from Fargo, North Dakota, from the USA Today, Nation in the World. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday it's offering up to $5 million
For information leading to the arrest or conviction of a Chinese national suspected of leading an international fentanyl trafficking organization. That authorities uncovered after an overdose death in North Dakota. Jian Zhang, Z-H-A-N-G, is one of the handful of Chinese and Canadian nationals among more than 30 people accused of dealing large amounts of powerful opioids. The warrant also applies to information leading to Zhang's location. So he's a Chinese gentleman over here that's dealing in international fentanyl trafficking. Here's Biden's committing $60 million in aid to the Ukraine before his White House visit. The United States promised up to $60 million in military aid to Ukraine before the White House meeting on Wednesday, which is today, between President Joe Biden and his counterpart in Kyiv, Volodymyr Zelensky. The Biden administration said in a notification to Congress that the aid package for Ukraine was necessary because of the major increase in the Russian military activity along its border. The White House also said that Biden intends to encourage Zelensky's efforts to tackle corruption in the country. So he's giving away $60 million that we don't have. We had a lot of ammo and $1 billion worth of all kinds of planes and helicopters and all that stuff in Afghanistan, and just left it all and just the same as give it away to the enemy. Traitor, no doubt. Okay. Here's an article regarding the House. The House asked to save records of Rogers. Of course, the House is run by Pelosi. From Washington Associated Press, the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol is asking social media and telecommunications companies to preserve phone or computer records for hundreds of people who were potentially involved with efforts to challenge, delay, or interfere with the certification that day of President Joe Biden's victory or otherwise try to overturn the results of the 2020 election. In a letter Monday to 35 companies, the committee's Democratic chairman asked for the preservation of records related to certain individuals who hold or have held accounts with your company from April 2020 to January 31, 2021. The committee did not release the list of people targeted, but it includes former President Donald Trump, members of his family, and several of his Republican allies in Congress, according to a person familiar with the confidential request who requested anonymity to discuss it. The select committee seeks the preservation of these records as part of its examination of the violent attack on the Capitol and the broader context of the efforts to delay or interfere with the peaceful transition of power following the 2020 election. Of course, this is all Democrat stuff that I'm reading here. And they all, the House is investigating that day, and Pelosi is the leader of the House, so she is trying to do anything she can to hurt Trump and his people, as any of them. She's against any conservatives. The select committee seeks the preservation of these records as part of its examination of the violent attack on the Capitol. And I see, let me move on from there. Let's see, letters on certain such requests. The committee gathers information on the origins of the riot, with the details of what happened that day. Trump could take months or even years. These Democrats are wanting to go years on this. It was the most serious assault on Congress in two centuries. Among the hundreds of names are Trump's and those of several family members, including including his children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric, and according to the person familiar with the request. Also on the list are several of Trump's most ardent Republican allies in Congress. Here we got the including GOP representatives Mo Brooks of Alabama, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Paul Gosar of Arizona, Matt Gaetz of Florida, Jody Heiss of Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Louis Gohmert of Texas, Scott Perry of Pennsylvania, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, and Madison Cowhorn of North Carolina. Several of those House members spoke to Trump as the rioting was unfolding. Their names reported by CNN on the committee's list. So they're delving even into the House and Senate members, these socialist Democrats on this investigation. So you can see what this country is up against pure evil, people, pure evil. They have stole the election. Now they're wanting to go head over heels, put all these people in jail, even the vice president and his family. So, thank you there, Bob, from InfoHQ Larry on InfoHQ Larry in Tennessee. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Larry, N4OQ, KHOY. Well, I'm just looking at my phone, Larry, and you are popular. As of 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tropical Storm Larry, strengthening quickly, expected to become a hurricane overnight. It is 70-mile-an-hour wind, 991 millibars, and its trajectory is west. West northwest at 22 miles an hour, and it looks like it's gonna hit North Carolina, but I can't tell you when. But so you're popular.
Yeah, we better get out of the way there if you got a Larry on it there.
That's right, Larry's blowing into the United States. So thank you, sir. N4RQKHOI, Mr. Frank. There's not a hurricane named after you that I know of, but maybe there was. Whiskey 2, Gulf Ida Oscar. Mr. Frank, what do you got?
KW2GIO. Boy, you got around to me too quick, and I didn't have a chance to look up anything else. So I guess I haven't been doing too much homework. I've been listening to my Gary Null, but I don't have anything to bring back. There's a lot of good stuff, but I didn't write anything down. So I'm just sitting here listening. So I'll be around to the end. W2GIO.
Not a problem, Larry. I'm sorry, not a problem, Frank. It's just a pleasure having you here and contributing to us being here with the Liberty Net. That in itself is great. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, thank you. I'm going to go down and see if Mr. Moe turned off the radio or he's still with us. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, are you still listening? That would be negative. He flipped the big switch. Let me see if Jeff, even though he's on reduced power, Kilo Charlie 8, Foxtrot, Oscar Golf, Mr. Jeff in Ohio, are you still with us? I will say no. And then I've got the new check-in, Gary from Point Pleasant, New Jersey. You should be getting rained on, Mr. Gary. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray. Good evening, welcome, and what do you have to add?
Okay, am I talking to K-A-8-J-O-Y? Is that a Roger?
Roger, Roger, I'm at the top of the screen. K-A-8 Joy.
Okay, Mr. Joy. Robert. You know, I just think I heard from W2GIO that he talked something about he didn't hear too much of Gary Null. Is that what I heard?
Well, let me go back to Frank. Mr. Frank, did you hear that question?
Yeah, I heard a name, but I didn't. Give me the name again that you mentioned.
Gary Noll. Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee, Gary and Noll. November Uniform Lima Lima. He's on TRN FM at noontime. He gives so much good information. It's so informative for your health and what's going on in the country. Gary Noll, Roger.
Yeah, I've spoken about him on the Liberty Net several times already. And you can go in and trn.fm, Papa Romeo November, trnfm.com. Oh, wait a minute, hold on, trn.fm, that's it, Papa Romeo November dot. FM, and that'll get you to the website. At noontime, it's Gary Noll. Yes. I'm an avid listener to Gary Noll. Go ahead.
Okay, Francis. I don't know. Are you cool Francis or Frank?
Well, I go by Frank.
Okay, Frank. Very good. Well, you're an informed person, I'll tell you that. I love to get the information. I think, Robert, you gave the information about getting supplies from Canada. Is that a Roger also?
Roger. It would be Franklin Pharmacy. Franklin Pharmacy. And you can contact them if you Google it. It will give you a number. And you can order ivermectin. 12 milligrams, you take one 12 milligram tablet a day for 5 days. You can also get erythromycin, 500 milligrams, and you can get that from the Canadian pharmacy called Franklin Pharmacy in Canada.
I got that info. I was hoping, I'm skipping around quite a bit, but my son and my daughter are in the medical field, and I was hoping to try to get them to give me information, but I'm going to look that up. Franklin Pharmacy in Canada.
Let me, I'm going through my phone here real quick. I can find you a phone number. Here we go. Write down this number, 817-369-8962. The young lady that this one is called Best Care Pharmacy. Her name is Chloe. Charlie Hotel Lincoln Oscar Echo. You can I'm a customer of hers, so you could order the ivermectin and the erythromycin directly from them. It takes about 5 weeks, and it'll end up in your mailbox.
Okay, let me repeat that number. 817-969-8962. Is that a right number?
Negative. 817-369-369. 8962.
I got it now. I had that originally, and I changed it to 3 to a 9 for whatever reason. I don't know. But, I got good information tonight, and I don't have much over here. I just checked the weather bug because I'm down here in the basement, and I haven't looked out the window or anything, but we supposedly are going to be out of the rain in about 3 hours. So that's a helpful thing for the Jersey Shore. I hope too many people don't get hurt with the rising tides here on the coastal area of New Jersey. Okay, I don't know who to send it back to, but I don't have too much, info to pass on. I just hope everybody's safe.
Roger. I also saw that, I think it was what, Sunday or Monday? Maybe Sunday. In New Jersey, on the Jersey Shore, a lightning strike killed one a lifeguard and injured 7 people the last I saw. So that was probably close to you.
I believe it was down south a little bit more from where I am. Yeah, that's a sad thing. That nobody likes to hear that news, but no, it's been on the news for a while.
Well, it's a sad loss of life. Any loss of life is sad. But all righty, Gary, thank you for joining us. I'm going to check and see if there's any late check-ins, and then we're going to go through the list one more time. So stick around.
Okay.
This is KAJOY looking for any late check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so I'm going to go to the top of the list, and I have an article, another one from Western Journal. It's a group of students. They go by Students for Life, and they're holding up signs, "I am a pro-life generation." And the article states that the judge grants temporary restraining order partially blocking the Texas Heartbeat Act. So pro-abortion activists are racing against the clock to block the enforcement of the Heartbeat Act, which bans abortions after the unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, and is set to go into effect Wednesday. Abortion groups asked the Supreme Court on Monday to block the law's enforcement. On Tuesday, Travis County District Court Judge Amy Clark Mitchum granted a temporary restraining order in response to the lawsuit from attorney Michael Simpson Tuggle. A temporary restraining order is entered enjoining the injunctive defendants and any of all its parties for active contact and precipitation with them from instating any private enforcement lawsuits against the plaintiff. The Texas Right to Life insisted in a press release that the ruling only protects Tuggle from being sued by Texas Right to Life and legislative director John Sago, that is part of the Heartbeat Act. It's kind of funny. We are kind of so shaped about, you know, once in a while, a black individual who does not listen and resist arrest and ends up getting shot, but yet we kill tens of thousands of unborn babies. And remember, this abortion and this Planned Parenthood. The Planned Parenthood organization, which was founded by a white woman, which her goal was to kind of lessen the black population. But yet we're going to hold her on a pedestal. They forget to tell everybody about that. And tens of thousands of individuals, of human life is taken. But one dirtbag resisting arrest, and we make him a martyr, like George Floyd. This country is screwed up, as Jesse would say. With that being said, Mr. Clint has signed. That takes me to Robbie on the 73 round. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Sierra Tango. Mr. Robbie, your final thoughts. Hello, Robbie. I am ringing your coax. KO4 GSP.
This is KO4 GSP, and I got no comments for this round. I want to say thank you for everybody for their stories and comments, and thank you, KAJOY, for running that tonight. KO4 GSP.
All righty, Mr. Robbie. Well, that is not a problem. Thank you for being with us. It's good to have you participating. KO4 GSP, KJY. Let me go to Mr. Jesse. KG4, ZX to the C, with that diagnosed CRS that is enhanced by ketos. Go ahead, Mr. Jesse.
Hey, Roger, Mr. Bob. Well, thank you, sir, for running the net tonight. And, it will be an honor to do the Saturday night net as well. Hey, well, this is KG4, ZXNC, out of the Virgin Frog State of Pennsylvania, once again, down here in the beautiful Carolina weather. Well,
let's see. What do I have for tonight? Well, let's see. I want to touch on what's going on in Congress briefly, because right now everything that's going on is overloading the news, especially the information coming out of Maricopa County, Arizona, because they don't want to announce the news and it be overrun by all this garbage news that they're trying to cover up the Afghanistan news with. So I tell you what, it's hard to focus on so many different things going on right now. So it's tough trying to identify what's happening with all the chaos. Well, anyway, hey, Bob, let's see, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Yep, off the Gateway Pundits, Congresswoman Laura Boebert calls Defense Secretary Austin truly sick for his comment at recent press briefing. So, I tell you what, she is a spitfire, ladies and gentlemen. She's one of the congressmen that's really outspoken, and she's made herself quite clear multiple times. Anyway, Lauren Boebert, Republican out of Colorado, slammed Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin for calling the Afghan pullout and being widely viewed as a botched withdrawal by the Biden administration. It's heroic and historic, yeah. What is the only thing that's historic about what happened here is the fact that we're going to never live it down. That's what's historic about it. Anyway, Boebert tweeted this shortly after Austin press briefing. If Austin thinks what just happened in Afghanistan was heroic and historic, then he is truly sick. That was an absolute disaster that should never happen. How did it? Well, you can't rewrite history by simply lying. Well, this is what's going on right now. They're all truly lying about every aspect of this whole event, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, the story continues. This comes just days after the 90 retired military flag officers called for the resignation of both Austin and General Milley. Yeah, you remember General Milley? He's the one that went against President Donald J. Trump multiple times because his wokeism. Anyway, and many others of these people are failures of the accountability from the top-ranked military officials. So, you know, this is completely unacceptable. It has then become clear that the administration goes to move to blatantly lie and spin the disaster as some kind of win for the Biden administration. Personally, it is unclear to me how anyone who has been watching this situation unfold and is all over the last couple of weeks could possibly think that this was anything else other than a total disaster. However, Democrats, for the most part, just mindlessly regurgitate whatever they have to be told. And this is the great overlords, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, I'll tell you what, this is probably the most shameful thing I've ever went through, having to talk about what our government has done to this great country. It is citizen jeopardy. It is unsecured our borders. We are under attack. If you ain't figured it out by now, ladies and gentlemen, then you're in the wrong. Hey, back to Net Control. Thanks for running the net spot. KJOY and the Wednesday Night Living the Net. This is KG4. ZXLC. Sorry about that. Dropped the mic. Back to you, Bob.
You need a little more Tito's there, Jesse. That would help. All right, Jess. Thank you for being with us tonight. KG4ZX Tennessee, KHAY. Down to Mr. Larry, N4RO2. Mr. Larry, your final thoughts. Over.
Hey, hold on that mic, Jesse. Don't be the deputy there.
Oh, I'm telling you, these Democrats are starting to screw up our food supply now. I've been looking on the internet. A lot of the farmers are saying they've been told to destroy their crops in the field. The Biden administration wants to pay 1.5 times as much as what they're worth if they'll destroy them in the field. They're trying to create a food shortage and make the price of food go a lot higher than it is now. They want to pay the farmers more, let them pay them more, but don't destroy all of their crops in the field to make the price go sky high on our food. So I would recommend people, it's been said many times on the internet that this is happening in a lot of places to the farmers here in the U.S. So if you guys would like to stock up on your food, I would think it would be a great time to do it. And also, you wouldn't believe it, but there's a shortage of tires. Rubber is in short supply. Overseas, it takes 7 years of growth to grow a rubber tree. There's ships waiting on the outside of the East Coast and West Coast now, the ports. And they've been there over a month, a lot of them waiting to unload, and they can't get in to unload. So I know that China owns a port or so there on the coast, and they may be intentionally doing that to drive up the price of different products. But I noticed they've been canceling some dirt track races, and I got to looking into it there, and they said that they couldn't get any supply from the countries they get a lot of rubber from these other countries from their trees, and the rubber trees are not growing them much anymore. They're not putting out any new ones, so there could be a vast shortage of tires. Tires could go sky high, so remember that. If you want to stock you up another set or so, tires could go sky high. And China is getting the first choice. China is getting the first choice, and they're stocking up, so what's left over is for the U.S. So does that sound familiar? Biden and the administration is not worth a flip. They are not. It's all America first anymore. Okay, let's see what else I can come up with. Here's an article on Mike Lindell. His meltdown begins. He recently sold a MyPillow plane to fund the Dominion lawsuit. They're the liberal Democrats in this Dominion voting machine company are suing him and his a lot of people in the Republican administration him saying things about the election. It says, Pillow Mongol turned election conspiracy theorist Mike Lindell is facing multiple difficulties in his two-pronged quest to prove that the 2020 election was stolen by China and to fend off a colossal lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems, which claims that Lindell and many others defamed the company and did enormous damage to his business and reputation. With Dominion's $1.3 billion lawsuit hanging over its head, records indicate Lindell is making major personal concessions in preparation for a significant legal battle. And the article goes on and says he's sold one of his large planes and is looking for some other, possibly others. So they're these liberal Democrats and their Dominion voting systems in China have really stolen the election, and they're wanting to put anyone that stood up for the steal of the election to the public, that mentioned it to the public, They're wanting to take them down also, so just remember that. Okay, let's see. Thanks for running the net, by the way. Again, Jesse and, Bob and Jesse. Also, here's some weaponry that's, I heard a list of weaponry before. Well, this is written by a Democrat. They really smooth it over here. It says, USA Today, some weaponry left in Afghanistan demilitarized. The U.S. military likely abandoned tens of, it says millions, but I think it was billions of dollars worth of aircraft, armored vehicles, and sophisticated defensive systems and rushed to leave the airport. Marine General Kenneth McKenzie, head of the U.S. Central Command, said some of the equipment had been demilitarized, essentially rendered inoperable. McKenzie rattled off a list of items Monday during the announcement of the end of the 20-year involvement in Afghanistan, America's longest war. 70 MRAPs, that's mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicles built to withstand blasts from improvised explosive devices were left behind. They have been credited by the Pentagon for saving the lives and limbs of thousands of troops. The vehicles cost about $1 million apiece. The military left behind 27 Humvees, lightly tactical vehicles that were replaced by MRAPs in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they have proved vulnerable to IED attacks. The Humvees cost about one-third of the price of the MRAP, the non-resistant ambush-protected vehicle. On the airstrip, the military left 73 aircraft. McKenzie, who is the general, Kenneth McKenzie, didn't specify what kind of aircraft, whether helicopter or fixed wing. Those aircraft will never fly again, he said. Pentagon officials acknowledge and photos show that the soldiers operated Apache attack helicopters at the airport. A new one cost more than $30 million. Counter rocket, artillery, and mortar systems. Now, this is right here. Let's put that around here. Bad for us. $10 million apiece. They were used to shoot down incoming rockets, and artillery and mortar rounds were left behind. Said they were kept until the end of the to ensure the Kabul airport was defended from rocket attacks such as the one launched Monday. Why don't they just load them up and take them with them? So certainly our objective was not to leave them with any equipment, but those are always an option when you're looking to retrograde and move out of the war zone. Kenzie said the equipment would be of no use in combat, would likely be displayed by Taliban as trophies for their fight. The systems and material will have little more than symbolic value. The helicopters are the most expensive item. The price of them that they left. And they're saying that, they didn't say anything about the ammunition. There was supposed to be millions and millions of rounds of ammunition, which is very, very expensive here in the U.S. Even small arms, guns of all kinds are left behind. But he's saying if they don't take care of them, they're not going to last. Look, an AK-47, M-16s, especially the AK-47s, will last forever if they're just wiped up every now and then. They've lasted for many, many years with the Taliban, and they don't have to be taken very well, very good care of. So anyway, we left a fortune. We left more than most all the armies in that whole area didn't have as much as we left. So it's unbelievable. So I'll stop it right there. Thank you up there, Bob, K-A-J-O-Y, and Jesse. This is Larry in Tennessee, N4ROQ on the Liberty Net. Back to net there.
Thank you, Larry, N4ROQ, KJY.
Well, I think we should request a refund in our tax dollars if the government doesn't give a rat's rear end the way they waste our money. I've heard it's the tune of around $83 billion of equipment was left behind. And then, of course, my wife pointed out to me 130 of our military dogs were left behind in cages. Now, again, a dog cage does not take up that much room, but the article says that there was a no animal fly restriction on the aircraft. I don't understand it. This is not America. This is not what we do. And I'm telling you, I hope the people that did actually vote for Sippy Cup Joe, and of course the fraudulent vote, I hope they're enjoying what they're getting. So thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure to have you with us tonight. Thank you for joining us each evening for the Liberty Net and for our QKHOI. Mr. Frank, Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, since you're well rested, what are your final thoughts, over?
Okay, I have to go across the room. Yeah, I wanted to mention a website also, and it's called StopTheLockdown.wordpress.com. All right, and what it is, it's join us in the fight for liberty. Together we can win. And essentially, they have. I think this came out of New York City here, by the way. And a bunch of medical people, and also it appears firemen and police in the New York City area, are fighting back against having to take the vaccine. And they actually have gatherings every Sunday. Let's see, upcoming events. Every Sunday, let me look it up here. Down in Lower Manhattan, there's a park, and they have a meetup there at, I think, 3 o'clock. Let's see here. I think it's at 3 o'clock, and it's down in Union Square Park, 14th Street, Monday. Oh, okay, there's going to be one on September 6th, Monday. Firemen come join healthcare workers and police. 85% of firemen are refusing the vax and enforced yearly booster. So there is pushback happening in the good old New York City. And so there's going to be a gathering Labor Day, but also it's every Sunday. And let's see, yeah, Rally 1P on 14th Street and University Place. Union Square Park, it's called. And that's down in Lower Manhattan. And there's other ones here. There's another one on the 3rd in Staten Island. Peaceful protest and press conference. Join us on Instagram. So yeah, there's a lot of pushback going on because there's a lot of hurting businesses in New York from all of this baloney that this lockdown is causing. Anyhow, I'll say it again. The website is Lockdown, LOCKDOWN, that's all one word, dot, and if you just search on that, it'll come up, but the URL is, it goes on with dot word, WORD, press, PRESS dot com. So if you just search on Stop the Lockdown, I think it'll come up to this website. And so I'm going to probably try to participate in some of this anyhow, because I'm not that far away. I can jump on a train and get down there and, create some noise. So anyhow, I'm gonna bail for now. I'm gonna go to work tomorrow morning, so I gotta be up a little bit early. So even though I took a nap, I'm gonna bail out, and I'm gonna bring some other good news, which I like to bring, and that is that God loves us, and that is great news. Back to you, Bob. W2GIO.
Thank you, Mr. Frank, and that is good news. You know, it's interesting. I don't fault anybody for taking the vaccine. God bless them if they do. But it should be no different than chemotherapy. If I have cancer and I don't want to take chemotherapy, I can walk out of the doctor's office, get on my knees, and pray to the good Lord to keep me well. I don't have to get forced chemo. I don't want to be forced to take this vaccine or the shot. It's really not a vaccine, I don't think. But so thank you, Frank. Good day tomorrow, 73s, and God bless. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, KJY. Last on my list is Mr. Gary in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha X-ray. Mr. Gary, what are your final thoughts? Over.
Okay, do you go by Bob or Rich Robert?
Well, I have to tell you, I go by Robert pretty much because of my U.S. Marine son. He was Robert Roman numeral number 2, and it really kind of stuck, so I use Robert. Over.
Okay, Robert, very good. Now, I tell you, the Frank gave some very good information about the protesting in Lower Manhattan because, again, Gary Knoll, his information, there was a rally there last week. I think it was on a Sunday. I'm not sure. But I used to go with Veterans for Peace often up in New York City for the last, I guess it would be 8 years. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, the Veterans for Peace got infiltrated by provocateurs. And they put on the advisory board Jane Hanoi Jane Fonda. That's when I stopped paying dues to that organization. So anyway, I used to go up there on the train, and I think Frank said he's going to be trying to go down from up Fishkill area on the train. So that's the second thing. Well, I should say that would be the first, but my local hospital had about 30% of the people, the nurses and doctors too, I assume, that will not take the jab. It's not even a vaccine, by the way. Everybody should understand that by now. And I think the cops in New Jersey are going to resist the jab also. This governor, I call him a governor, but he's a king. Governor King Murphy, I protested up in East Brunswick about 3 Fridays ago, and we had a good turnout. Gave him the middle finger because he's a dictator, and I'm windbagging, but that's what I got to say. We got to start standing up against these crazy, lunatic, psychological, bankrupt people. So with that, I'm going to say good night to everybody and keep safe.
All righty, Gary. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Please come back every Wednesday and Saturday night, 10 o'clock, this frequency. It'd be a pleasure having you. Over.
Okay, very good. I'm glad you told me it was Wednesday, and I think you said Friday?
Wednesday and Saturday. Both nights are at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay, I got that. I wrote it down. Very good. Okay, 7-3. Thanks a lot.
All righty, and good luck on making that phone call to the Canadian Pharmacy, because I have ordered many times from those people. I have used Franklin, and I just used this, the last one that I gave you. I just ordered from her. So you can maybe even tell her that I gave her the name, and you can use my name, and she might remember it. And then again, she might not. So 73, thank you for being with us. WB2JAX, KHLY. With that being said, I'm at the end of the list. Before I close the net, is there anybody that's got some last thoughts? This is KHLY. Nothing heard, so it's been a pleasure. Thank you, everyone. As I close the window on this nice Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the U.S. Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening. Again, that is from Mr. Victor. That was how he closed the Liberty Net. A special thank you and a rest in peace to our silent sea, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Vern, KE8INE, Mr. Jim, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3GVA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MPB, Mr. Harvey, K4GAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this great America. God bless our troops. And God help us. This is KAHJOY. And last thought of my mind, thank you, Mr. Paul, for recording the Liberty Net. This is KAHJOY. Good night.
Hey, Mr. Bob. Thank you, sir. Well, should I say, Mr. Robert, God bless you, sir. Thank you for running tonight, and I will be here Saturday night to take the Saturday Night Liberty Net. So thank you again. God bless you, sir, and thank you for everything you do. And Mr. Paul and everyone else who participated in tonight's Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXC, 73 is all. God bless this great country.
73.